All right. I fell asleep at the switch there for 1 second. We had a little bit of dead air. I'm going to bring Tim Kearns back in here. And now we're talking with Max Cirullo, who is the sports editor at the Newburyport Daily News. Mac, how are you?
Hey there. How's it going? Hi, Mac.
We're okay, I think, and a lot to talk about going on in high school sports in the Cape Ann League. And, you know, in the Northeastern Conference, Gloucester just racked up a 100-point score with Jack Costanzo in his junior season. And you're reporting on a Pawtucket hockey player who hit the 100 mark.
Well, actually, he reached the 100 mark last year when he just reached with the program scoring record. He just surpassed Billy Bomba, who played back in like 2001 to 2004, who had 120 points when he graduated. And Richie's up to, I believe, 122 now. So he's the top guy in that program's history. Those two are the only guys in Pawtucket who have ever made 100 points, and you know, much less like 120. So he's a pretty good player. He's had a great career, and it's pretty exciting for him to have that mark all for himself.
Yeah, we're talking about Richie Hardy, of course, of Pawtucket. I just talked with Dan Thornton a few days ago when Pawtucket was 3-0. But now tell me a little bit about how the standings are looking up there, because it looks like Newburyport and Triton are sort of battling for first place.
Yeah, 100%. So both teams are 4-0-1 overall. Their tie came against each other. They played a fantastic game last week. Triton takes a pretty impressive lead. Newburyport comes back, actually takes the lead, and then Triton ties it up late on a shorthanded goal, believe it or not. They're fantastic. Both of them are very good teams. And, I haven't had a chance to see, most of the other teams in the league yet, but I think it's pretty safe to say those two teams are going to be battling it out. Unfortunately, I just found this out within the last couple of minutes. Triton is on a brief pause because of a close contact, so they're off until the 3rd, whatever day that is next week.
Yeah,
so
yeah.
A little bit of a setback there, but either way, they they're going to be in every game they play, so they're really good.
Well, we've become inured to that, I think, and I think it's okay. People are. We're not as shocked or we're not as disappointed because everybody obviously wants to do the right thing safely-wise. And the schools have rebounded pretty nicely. They're still getting the games in. So if they may be postponements, they may be cancellations, but they are doing it. Mac, maybe you could take us around the other sports in the area about what's catching your eye, maybe at the top of the list.
Yeah, so I'll tell you this. So if we want to go to basketball, because Newburyport and Triton hockey are, for the boys, are kind of the big stories there. For basketball, the Newburyport boys team is, as expected, dominant. They are still undefeated, I believe 6-0 now. Jacob Robertson was expected to be the best returning player in the league, and he's been that and more. He's averaging like 18.5 points, maybe 19 a game now, just been absolutely on fire. Georgetown had been off to a great start, but actually they had to shut down for the season because, frankly, the Georgetown High School itself was having the problem was getting to be a little bit too big, so they just needed to shut everything down, which was a huge bummer because that team was awesome, and it would have been really fun to see them play Newburyport at some point down the road. They never got matched up, unfortunately. Newburyport is definitely looking like kind of one of the better teams there. For the girls, Newburyport and Pawtucket are both undefeated, and they were supposed to actually play tomorrow, but they postponed that till next week. We'll get to that at some point eventually.
Yep.
In general, a lot of the local teams have been playing very well. Those are sort of, I would say, the four big ones. And then I guess the other big story, Newburyport High School has a girls hockey team now. The local schools all broke off from the Masconomet Co-op, and they basically just decided to form their very own Newburyport High team. And it's the very first time that local girls can play for a public high school, like in their own neck of the woods, without having to like drive to Masconomet,
right?
Wherever they were practicing.
Nice.
So that's cool. The team's doing pretty solid so far. They're 2-1. I think that program is gonna be building its way up for a little bit. At some point in the near future, but. Definitely a really cool story, even though it's obviously this winter has been weird.
You think? Really?
A lot of bad, but then there's some good, and that's one of the good.
I got a couple more quick questions. Tim, you got anything for Mac before I ask him?
Oh, yeah, I was just going through their website, and I noticed that it was a few days old, as you mentioned, but that Georgetown cancellation. Do you see this expanding throughout the area where teams are going to have to, or schools are simply going to have to shut down sports? Because we've seen it at the collegiate level, and it seems to be happening more and more. Teams are just canceling their seasons.
Yeah, I don't think that's going to necessarily be a trend, like, locally. So what happened with Georgetown, you know, all these schools are basing their decisions off of what is happening in their schools and on their rosters, and, you know, everybody's situation is different. But just because Georgetown says we have to shut things down, that's not going to just say, everybody else isn't just going to look at that and say, oh, well, we have to shut down too. Because the reality is Georgetown's outbreak was very significant. So it's just a different, you know, everybody's in a different boat. The colleges, it's like night and day. Like, you know, colleges, they're traveling often across state lines. You know, you're on a, you know, a college campus and a high school campus are totally different ball games where, you know, you can kind of reasonably kind of control a high school environment, but a college environment, it's just, you know, it's not the same. And, you know, the colleges have to be, you know, certainly very careful too. So that's, I wouldn't be concerned about that, but obviously just generally the numbers being as high as they are is a cause for concern. So, well, there's no way we can really know how it's going to go, but so far they've managed to, you know, I wouldn't say that we managed to make it through it pretty good, but at least, like, games continue to be played. So that's ultimately a good thing for the kids.
Yeah, I think we have. We got to take what we have, and it's been okay so far. My final question, Mac, is how do you assess Masconomet now? Masco moving down to the NEC, and they seem to be fitting in seamlessly there. And what's that mean to the schools in the CAL now?
Well, for Masco, it's a great move. I mean, if we're being honest, they were kind of a fish out of water in the KPM League by the end, because just like their enrollment wise, they're like twice as big as the most of the rest of the KPM League schools. And, you know, just, you know, geographically, it was obviously a perfect fit, but like it kind of is in the Northeastern Conference too. So, you know, now they have the opportunity to compete against larger schools. And, you know, as far as like state tournament kind of stuff goes, you know, they usually play in a higher division than most of the KPM League schools do for like tournament purposes. So it'll help in that respect, because now they will have, you know, a better preparation for the state tournaments when that, you know, once that becomes a thing again.
Right.
Now, as far as the rest of the KPM League goes, Masconomet leaving is opening a tremendous opportunity in a lot of sports. You know, in some sports, you have like Pentucket girls basketball, for instance, has dominated the league anyways. But in other sports, like, in soccer, boys soccer, for instance, Masconomet's won, like, I don't remember the exact number, but it's something like 36 KPM League titles since, like, the mid-70s.
Yikes.
This is absolutely, like, a stupid amount. Mm-hmm. You know, and then on upshot of that is you have Newburyport this year was the very first time they won even a share of the KPM League title in over 50 years. You know, Triton has won maybe once. Mm-hmm. You know, in Pentucket, you know, Christian Langlois has been the coach of Pentucket for 20 years. He has over 200 career wins. He's never won a league title. Like, you know, Masconomet was just they were just like a 300-pound gorilla. And with them being gone now, you have some of those really, really good, solid programs that had always been competitive. Now kind of opens the door for some of them to really kind of make their own mark.
So apparently what you're saying is it's made a difference.
Oh, huge difference. Okay. A good difference.
All right.
I think it'll work out. It's a good move for everybody.
Yeah, I know the NEC.
For North Andover, when they went to the NBC, like,
right.
They have been doing just fine over there. It's a perfect fit. Masco is a perfect fit. And now the KPN League as a whole is a more cohesive conference, and I think it's going to work out well for everybody involved.
Great information, great analysis. Thank you so much, Mac. We'll check in with you probably before football starts.
Oh, wow. That's the thing, isn't it?
It's coming up.
That's going to be weird. Yeah.
I know.
That sounds great. We'll talk to you then.
All right, Mac. Stay safe. Thank you so much.
No problem.
Talk to you later. Very good.